Blog Talk Radio. Be Radio.
How long you been banging?
I've been banging since 85. Real, this shit ain't no gimmick and no game, my nigga. This shit is real live, truth type shit, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Real, my nigga. I lost a lot of real niggas to this shit.
Mailman wonder in every corner from South didn't try to Arizona. You heard the state murder rate, the killers out of California. Cops get caught, I found the cops, they caught by cold killers like they call pneumonia. See, the 90s was like Pulp Fiction, Jerry Curl juice dripping on 4-5s, when we dubbing on ya. Grew up in the slums, where we gone, 5 guns, they gain respect by jumping corners and dumping at you. Cops just jumping at you, trigger happy, but nobody's gun is smiling when somebody's son is dying. 911, that's who you dialing. Ku Klux Klan, that's who you dialing. Killers wear blue and moving silence, hear the sirens, shatter in disarray. My block been hotter than dinner plates. We got beef like a bomb and you lanes roaming at your waist. Real superhero sending coffins with no cake. Me and Kendrick, top dog, dog pound, futuristic. Picture that with no Instagram. Bullet to your temple, better pray that my pistol jam. Yeah.
Kill them all off, sit them off to the holy one. Put a hole in one like miniature golf. You double your profit. When I see triple like Ricky Ross, hand over the cloth, cloth over the gun, gun over your jaw, pull it over your tongue. Stick my dick inside hip hop and shreddy sprung. Time I get a chance to come over, I overcome over the snare drum. Say who fucking with you if you the god MC? I tell them none. Get it? I tell them none, Catholic nor Christian, holes in the book of Psalms and back of my true religion. From the murder capital, niggas cabbage, you neighbors to never tell you who did it. Came in for your grill like a dentist working on British. Keep it speaking, shot in the mouth, bitches. It's like that. Send shots at a crib for blood or an essay. Bet they coming right back. Right?
Once again, it's your man, DJ Big Stu in the building. Welcome to Beef Stew Radio. We in the building. Got a special guest in the building with me tonight. Got an up-and-coming writer, definitely doing her thing, Miss Anna Torres in the building. Are you with me, Miss Torres? Are you here?
Yes.
How you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. How are you?
I welcome you to the show.
Thank you.
Now, the first thing, I want you to tell people where you're from.
Oh, I'm from New York. I live in Staten Island.
All right. And how long you been writing?
I've been writing, like, well, for many years, actually. But, I mean, the book I have published, that took me, like, about 7 years to write. But I've been writing basically on and off since I was in the fifth grade.
Wow. 7 years to write it?
Yeah.
How was that?
Huh?
How was that? Like, how you never gave up? Like, you know, 7 years is a long time.
Yeah.
Some people might just give up doing something after 7 years. How did you stay dedicated?
Oh, I always loved writing, and it always kept me busy. And I guess I was determined to have something written and published.
Okay, so your first book is Love Child.
Yes.
Right.
Uh huh.
What inspired you to write that book?
Well, some of it was based on real-life situations that I had. I mean, some real-life experiences that I had. And some of it, a lot of it also came from a lot of, imagination. And
so,
I was
Yeah, finish. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. And I was inspired by, other authors like B.C. Andrews and Stephen King. I mean, like books like that, I wanted to write something like, that would have been, like, in the same format, like suspense.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping I did that. I'm sorry.
I see, you, I see you grew up in Brooklyn. Like, did that have any influence on your writing or anything to make you want to write growing up in Brooklyn?
Well, yeah, I grew up in East New York, so a lot of, I mean, some of the book began in the area that was like East New York, like the neighborhood I grew up in. And that, yeah, I would say it did influence some of it, or a lot of it, actually, especially at the beginning of the book.
So, now Tommy, this character, tell us a little bit about him.
The character?
Yeah, you know, his name is Tommy, right?
Yes, Tommy Hewlett.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay, yeah, he started out in a ghetto, and a lot of bad things, I mean, he started out playing stickball, and his life was like normal, even though he lived in a lot of poverty. But then his mother committed suicide, and that changed his life pretty much forever.
Okay, so now, you know, you got bachelor's degrees and things like that. Like, what made you decide to be an author? You could have been so much more, you know, like.
I guess I enjoy writing, and I really love having a book published, and writing has been, I mean, I always used to do it mainly like a hobby more, but I mean, I wanted to earn my bachelor's also, I mean, just to have something there.
Okay. So other than Tommy, who are some of the other characters in the book that we should know about?
Well, besides his mother, I mean, there's his father, I mean, his whole. And then they send him to go live with a brother who basically abuses him a lot. And then there's his girlfriend, Stephanie. And she's like, I mean, one of the strongest characters in the story.
So is Stephanie like real life or fiction?
Stephanie, she's like somewhat a little bit real life. But
so
she,
now,
I mean, her character's fiction, but she was, I mean, she was, she, I was inspired by certain people to write her.
And when you say that, like, do the people that inspired you, like, do they see themselves when they read the book? Like, your friends, they say, oh, that's about me.
Some of them do, yeah.
Is it good or bad?
I guess it depends how they look at it, but a lot of it, I think they thought it was kind of funny.
Because, you know, me, myself, when I seen the stickball, I thought about somebody who I grew up with, and they love playing stickball, you know?
I think
it might be your husband.
Okay.
I thought that might have been him, you know, when I reflected. I remember growing up, he played stickball a lot, you know?
Yeah, well, I think he did see himself in some parts of the story.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now, I know you want to be a teacher. Is you plan on teaching kids, like, you know, about writing or anything else?
Well, I plan to tell me I really wanted to teach children maybe like first grade, second grade, like really young children. I mean, I think it's a little, not only so much that it's easier, but I mean, I like working with, I mean, I always enjoyed working with young children. And I was hoping to maybe do that eventually one day too.
Okay. So, like, what would you tell a young child if they came up to you for advice about writing a book? Well, not even just a young child, like, you maybe an adult that they got the ambition to write a book. What would you tell them as the first start?
What would I tell them? I'm sorry, say that again.
Where would you guide somebody who wants to write a book? You know, what advice could you give them?
Well, I would definitely tell them to stick with it. More than anything, to find a little bit of time for it, even if it's just a little bit of time every day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not to give up writing. I mean, if it's something they really want to do, and like every day, even if it's just a little bit a day, that they should always take some time to do it. I mean, to take some time to write. They should always, every day, take a little time with it. And more than anything, not to give up on it. Because a lot of frustration that could come with it too. Especially if it takes a long time.
Well, what are some of the downsides that, you know, you could tell us about that you might went through?
Some of the downsides with writing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Plus, it was a lot. It was very time consuming. That was probably one of the down things about it, because sometimes, you want to get it done, and then sometimes you might, a little writer's block could get in the way. Or sometimes a little, if you're having a bad day, then it's probably not usually the best time to write, because you don't know if that could influence what you're writing. So that's a few things like that. Or, sometimes just trying to live your day-to-day life. And, I had children, so sometimes, I had to learn to work. I had to really, work around that, too.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. How do that work out? Your mom, two sons, how did it affect your family sometimes? Because I know you had to be dedicated to that, but at the same time, you're a mom.
Yeah.
You always got to be dedicated to being a mom. So how did that work out?
Well, I did a lot of it at night. So that took a lot of sacrificing a lot of sleep, you could say. But a lot of times when the children will be in, because I have, my children are very, their ages are a big gap in their ages. So my son was, one goes to school, and then I have the young one now. So he was born 2 years ago. So, I had to I worked around that mainly. So I did a lot of the writing at night, because, at night it seemed like I was able to get more creative at night. I don't know. Maybe it was more quiet during that time.
Okay. That's good to know. Actually, myself, I've been thinking about, writing a book a couple of times about my life in the past, so that's why I asked you those questions. Kind of cheating and stealing info from you. I don't mean to say, but that's what I was kind of doing.
Uh-huh.
But, you got up-and-coming projects that you plan on doing?
Oh, yeah, I have. Well, I have the sequel to this book, that I'm hoping will be ready by next year.
Uh-huh.
It's still, in the editing stages right now. And I wrote a Christmas book right now that has a few poems and two short stories that I'm hoping to release also at least by this week, on Kindle. That'll be mainly on Kindle, on Amazon.
Uh-huh.
And basically right now, and I'm hoping for maybe other future books, but I haven't really. Right now I'm just trying to get the sequel finished and the Christmas book, and then I'll see what happens after that. And I sometimes submit articles to Yahoo Voices also. Those are a few of those writing things. Yeah.
So now I see a lot of people getting their stuff published and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Now I see you on Outskirts Press. How did you hook up with them? Because that's an accomplishment in itself, just to get your book published.
Yeah.
How was that? How did you work towards that?
Well, that was Outskirts Press. We worked towards that was a self-publishing effort. I had paid to have it published, but it's been doing okay. As far as people who've read it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, and Outskirts, that's basically how I hooked up with Outskirts Press.
Okay, because there's a lot of people, there's a lot of things on the net, up and coming writer. They'll tell you, we'll help you do this, and you can distribute, and they'll rob you. That's why I said, did you have a long journey finding them, or was it just they came and found you?
I found them pretty. They were highly recommended on the internet for a lot of companies.
Uh-huh.
And my experience with them has been pretty good. Everything was, I didn't have to look for them too long. Once I hooked up with them, everything went pretty quick.
Okay.
And the publication
was going to be a movie.
Any what?
You thinking? Would you like Love Child to turn into a movie? A lot of people that write books, they hope.
Uh-huh.
Goals of their book becoming a movie or a TV show or something. Is that your goal too?
Oh yeah, it would be nice. Yeah, it would be.
Nice,
I wouldn't mind seeing that happen. Yeah, it would be a dream come true for sure.
Okay, so in 5 years, where do you see Miss Anna M. Torres? Where do you see yourself at?
I'm hoping in 5 years, I'm hoping to be probably established, hopefully mainstream. I hope to be mainstream by then, and if not, hopefully at least teaching somewhere or doing both, maybe.
So you said you write poems, right? You wrote poems? said?
Yeah, I write a lot of poetry also. I enjoy doing that.
Spoken word too. You speaking the snapping the fingers and all that too.
That takes me a little bit. That takes me a lot of thinking for me to like put words like that together. But it's.
Did you go to the little cafes where they be snapping the fingers and you get on the stage and you speak the spoken word? You do that?
Oh, no. Not at all.
That would be the next step, you know?
Yeah.
Take the poems to another level.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of it I do mainly just, words could, they'll come to me and then, trying to rhyme them and everything could take a little. It takes a lot of thinking and a lot of work.
Now, I see that you deal in social sciences. You study social sciences, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, do you see yourself writing books in social sciences, or that doesn't, thrill you?
I never really thought about it much, but, I guess if I were to write anything on social sciences, it would probably be maybe on neighborhoods, like poor neighborhoods maybe. And, basically on that and social science and how many races and things like that.
Okay. So what should we expect from you? What's coming next?
Well, hopefully, right now I'm working. The sequel should be ready by next year.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping for this year, but it's probably going to be more than likely next year. And right now, that's more than what I'm working towards right now. And the Christmas book should be out this week.
When you ain't writing books, what books you reading?
Oh, I read a lot of suspense novels and horror. I like reading a lot of that. And biographies I enjoy writing as well. I enjoy reading as well.
Okay. Would you write somebody's biography? Like, is there anybody out there that you would say, I would love to write his biography and work with him?
Oh, if somebody, I would love to write, I would love to write biographies. Something like Freddie Prinze maybe, because there's not really any real biographies written on him.
That's a real good one right there. I would see that, and I agree with you.
Uh-huh.
I definitely agree with you. Anybody else?
Besides him?
Yeah.
Well, maybe Bruce Lee, maybe. He has a few books, but.
He had a few. You might get in trouble writing about Bruce Lee. I don't know if you want to do that. Maybe talk about don't write about Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a story you want to cover right there,
Yeah, I know there's been a lot of stuff about that.
Now, speaking of Bruce Lee, like Illuminati stuff, would you write stuff on that stuff? Do you ever, because that's what's kind of getting in our social life now. You see a lot of that on Facebook where they talking about the rappers. You know what I'm saying? Could you see yourself writing books dealing with that?
Like with the rappers or anything like that?
Like rappers and Illuminati selling their souls to be rich. Just different things into that nature.
Yeah, that would be interesting, but I'm not sure I would really want to write that.
That's just like writing about Bruce Lee, right?
Kind of.
So I just want to tell people where they could get some of your stuff at,
Love Child is available on Amazon, and there's a Kindle version of it as well, and it's on Barnes & Noble. It also could be on BarnesandNoble.com. Yeah, and OscarsPress.com also. That's what the publisher directly. It could also be, they could buy it, they could get it there.
Okay.
Three places, man. I'm working on getting them released. Getting it more on bookstores, even though you could request it at a bookstore and they might be able to get it for you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's mainly online right now.
Are you making any appearances anytime soon out there?
I'm hoping to. I'm working on doing that. I've been working on that, hopefully, on the Barnes & Noble soon.
Mm-hmm.
But no set dates right now.
All right. So, we definitely here, man. When it gets more deeper, we definitely want you to come back and kick us with some more stuff and let us know, some more stuff. If you got anything special you want the world to know about Miss Anna Torres?
I'm just hoping I have the next book written soon.
All right. And You want to shout anybody out while you're here? Because, you know, I know you got some friends and family listening probably.
Yeah, well, I guess Walter, my brother Javier, and most of my family, and Felicia, her mother Dawn, Dorothy and Tini and Sharon, and Paula, and yeah, my niece Yvette out there in Florida, and her husband Nicholas, and that's.
I'm going to let you go. I don't want you to forget nobody. I don't want them calling you later and say, you forgot me. Give you a little bit more time. Make sure you get everybody.
Huh?
That's everybody?
Yeah, that's everybody.
Once again, man, thank you for being on Beef Stew Radio, and we support you. And
thank you.
Definitely give us some more links to the store. We'll put it up on the website, you know. And,
okay.
You can tell Walter to email me some information, or you can email me some information. I'll definitely make sure it's on the website.
Oh, okay,
and make
thank
sure you get asked with the next book, all right?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, on Beef Stew Radio, that was Miss Anna M. Torres with the hot book out there right now, Love Child. Make sure y'all go get that. Like she said, Outskirt Press, make sure y'all go get that. I will have it on, you know what I'm saying? I will have it on the website, beefstewradio.com. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I bring y'all everything, man. I bring y'all books. I bring y'all rap. I bring y'all rappers. I bring y'all joy. I bring y'all some of the hottest music in the joint. I'm going to play another kid right now. I really don't like him, but I'm going to play him, Justin Bieber. I don't even play Justin Bieber on my show. You know what I mean? I'm going to be real with you, but my stepdaughter wants me to play Justin Bieber, so I'm going to play Justin Bieber. Normally, Justin Bieber will not get played on my show. And it's not nothing. It's not nothing. You know, I'm a hip-hop DJ. That's what that is, you know? That's what it is. That's what it is.
I'll make you believe.
Let's rock.
Looking for somebody to treat you right. Cause some other guys don't live up to their height. I heard you're looking for somebody to smack your heart. Cause they're blowing their shot before you start. You believe. They can make you promises. I like it.
all the things she wanna do. We keep on dancing, she don't miss a beat.
Go ahead.
She thinks she presses love and then repeats.
She got that bubble butt and high high heels.
No more. Had half my clothes off before we hit the door. She had the other half off in record time.
She off the hook, the chain, I lost my mind. She got that bubble butt, she got that high high heel. She don't just laugh, shorty squeals. And when she moves, it's all revealed. She go
down, 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 all the way down.
Thank you. I'm important. Your girl want me, you can't afford. My trap out booming hard, so we charge. My trap selling now like the joint. My bitch, she acting up, she get the point. And all my bitches bad, yeah, yeah they born. My coat gone white like the force. This rollie on my wrist, say I'm the boy.
Just jumped out my bed.
Uh-huh.
Rollie on my wrist still, yo bitch still in my bed. Woke up, she give me head. Me and Bredo got your bitch playing hot potato.
Yeah.
She know we important. She know you so front.
Real niggas, we stay strapped.
Real niggas, you don't play that. Bitch, nigga, get your face slapped.
D.O.
dog, I'm A-Wack. Nigga, you need help, homie? Take that. You need help, homie? Nigga, take that. Laughing at you, broke boy. Riding doing my dope joint. Let's say something, I spray something. Your face turning to dope boy. Loud pack when I'm passing through. Codeine in my apple juice. My niggas with me, I don't have to shoot. S-B-O-E. Say it with me. S-B-O-E. Anything possible, I put that on my AP.
Ooh. My rollie on my wrist, say I'm important.
I'm important.
Yo, girl, want me, you can't afford. My trap out booming hard, so we charge.
So we charge.
My trap selling now like the joint.
Like the joint.
My bitch, she acting up, she get the point.
Get the point.
And all my bitches bad, yeah, they born.
Yeah, they born.
My coat gone white like some force.
Like some force.
This rollie on my wrist, say I'm in porn.
Say I'm in porn.
This rollie on my wrist, say I'm in porn.
Say I'm in porn.
That kush what I smoke from California.
California.
Them Zans in the A. Cup of Florida.
Cup of Florida.
Got a bad bitch in Georgia and Georgia.
I do.
She say she down to spit niggas up. That's a point.
What?
I don't fuck with broke. That's these bitches, they too normal. This rollie on my wrist, petty screaming, I'm a point. The world fucked your hoe, man, it's flat, she too boring. Pull her pistols out, get to shooting, and I'm scoring. That package came in, and it's gone by the morning. I'm a real trapper, man, I'm hustling on the corner. Hat cop, gun cop, smoking marijuana.
I
pull up on your block, and you lacking, you's a goner. My heart cold, but them bullets hotter than the sun. My rollie on my wrist, say I'm in porn.
Say I'm in porn.
Your girl want me, you can't afford.
Can't afford.
My traps are booming hard, so we charge.
So we charge.
My trap selling now like the joint.
Like the joint.
My bitch, she acting up, she get the point.
Get the point.
And all my bitches bad, yeah, they born.
Yeah, they born.
My coat gone white like some force.
Like some force.
This rollie on my wrist, say I'm in porn.
Say I'm in porn.
Ty, what that shit do, fool? T Lanes, what up? True story. It's been 2 years, but it feels like it hasn't been. If you love her how you love her, just imagine it. Have you ever had a woman that you fiend for? The definition of a lady that you kill for. Took her out the hood, but she rings like a southern bell. Went to school in the A, so it shows well. Me and her had a class back in high school. Went to prom with a friend, cause I had to. Growing up fine, used to tell her I was best dressed. Competition with her ex, cause he wasn't fresh. Used to tell her, when I grow up, I'ma marry you. And if you ever get hurt, I'ma carry you. And if you ever want a man, I'ma cherish you. Capos for the weekend, I'm telling you. She used to say, when we text, it be special, huh? Swear to God, she the only girl I ever loved.
You make me
yeah.
I'ma let you ride.
Every letter that she ended, you'll be alright. Wrong woman, not a kid, she mature good. Little girl out the hood, but she still hood. Big Porsche all wood, born in the wood. Got mutual friends, so we understood. We believe what we seen from a little crush. And as a friend, friendships turn to more lust. And with that lust, I can love like always. And if I ever go away, I love you always. Hit the mall ball hard like always. And we gon' keep shining on them like always.
Even with the girls with the curls and they weaving. This is for Toya, Yolanda, and Tina. Even Christina, she used to hold my Nina. Back in the days when a nigga had the reefer. Packed full of hay, baby girl, we were chief. But oh damn, I'm thinking about you. Thinking, oh damn, I'm thinking about you. Thinking, oh damn, I'm thinking about you.
Walter Lewis, give a big shout out to the whole Lewis family, the whole Lewis clan.
Remember Halloween, me and my man Easy L. That was the first stop for the cookies, man. Word up, the homemade cookies, man. We before we go knock on any door, before we go sock anybody with the rock, you know, with the socks and the chalk, we made sure we went to get some Miss Lewis cookies, and then we go be some badass little kids after we was full off them cookies. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm gonna tell you the truth. I'm just gonna keep it real. That's just how it was back in the days. Once again, it's DJ Big Stu, man. You know, the Republicans, you know I'm the political DJ. I always got to talk about the Republicans. I know they hate me, and I hate y'all right back. It's all good. But Karl Rove and them, they bugging. They acting like, we ain't giving up, we ain't giving up, we ain't giving up. They stupid. They going to all get voted out. They trying to test Obama because they like they don't want him to win too much. You know, they so mad. They like, he won twice. He won twice. Now they mad at Jamie Foxx. Yeah, they mad with Jamie Foxx because of something he said. You know, he basically said, you know, they don't want the black man to be president. And, you know, this is what Jamie Foxx says. He has a new movie. They asked him what he did in the new movie. He plays the movie, and the movie's based on somebody that's real about, it's really a triumph, but they mad. This is how you can tell they racist, because they're mad because Jamie Foxx said at the end of the movie, you know, I'm a black man, I'm a black slave, and at the end of the movie, I kill all the white people. But if you look at the movie, and that was a joke, because it was on Saturday Night Live, so, you know, it was supposed to be a joke. You know, that's how Saturday Night Live, you know, that's how it went down. But the reality of it, he killed all the slave masters, all the people that were making slaves. The movie was, he was a freed slave, and he came back and helped with the Underground Railroad, but he did it in his way, and he kind of killed slave owners and all. That's a true story, basically, I think. So the good old boys got mad at that, because he said what he said. They're trying to make it different, but it's not that. And they also mad because they don't understand unions. Unions will whip your ass. That's how it go. I'm a local Teamster 237 myself, retired disability. That's how it is, man. We fight for what we want, Teamsters and all the unions across the world, B. You ain't going to just try to diss us and diss that. I'm going to tell you something about what the Republicans are trying to stow past your head right now. All right? I'm going to kick it with y'all real. Especially for black, Puerto Ricans, and women, all right? Minorities and women, Chinese, all everybody, you know what I'm saying? Latin, Haitian, you need a union. Because if you run into a racist, say if you run into a Mitt Romney, or like if you're working for somebody like Mitt Romney, you know what I'm saying, or his vice president, or somebody Karl Rove, or anybody like that that own the company, you might get fairly untreated. You understand what I'm saying? Your pay might be unfair. Women might get touched in ways that they don't want to be touched on the job. You know what I'm saying? You need a union and somebody to fight for you. There have been women that went with private companies, but they went through so much and so much, like, you know, the fight people didn't believe them. You know, you've seen the stories. You watch the TV that women who was abused on the job or treated unfairly on the job or underpaid less than a man, a union to protect you from that. A union will come and make sure that happens. Yeah, you pay dues, but the dues doesn't matter because things happen. The union comes for you when your family's in need. The union's there. Unions is a brotherhood. And I'm telling you, I'm a proud member of a union. You know what I'm saying? And I couldn't see myself with a job without a union, to be honest with you. The Republicans don't want you to have a union because a union protects things, and unions go fight for your money. Now, if you're working without a union, you may not get a raise for mad years. They overlook you and threaten you, oh, we'll fire you. You can get laid off easy, no stipulations. You get hurt and your benefits. Now, if you get hurt with a union, you get benefits that, you know, disability and all that stuff. You get hurt, your job may try to make you pay for a lawyer. You know, even though you got workers' comp thing, when your workers' comp run out, what might happen? You know what I'm saying? So you got to look at all that. Unions protect you from all that. So if they tell you don't be a union, they lying. Now, even if you open a business and people try to start a union, they need, first of all, the business has to be unionized. They're not just going to get a union. You ain't going to just have a little bakery and they're going to get a union on you. The union's not going to come like that. So they're trying to scare you into that. And it might even be beneficial. The people, you know, if the people work good for you, because union are quality workers. If you have a business that's thriving, you're going to get quality workers. You know what I'm saying? People that go by, if you're cleaning and you got maintenance, you want people that go by the OSHA codes and all that stuff like that. You want workers that follow certain safety rules. You want to have classes that teach your employees how to be safe, how to be clean, how to keep the job going, you know what I mean, and teach them rules that make your business successful. The union provides that to them. The union provides, you know, courses and class. The union provides people classes to go ahead and get advanced in your job. You know what I'm saying? You could be cleaning a building in the New York City Housing Authority and be a caretaker. You could go, the union will pay for you to go to a heating plant technician class, and next thing you know, you're a heating plant technician. Then next thing you know, you're a super. Then next thing you know, you're a manager or administrator or something like that, and they helped you because of the union. Now, let me ask you, do you think Mitt Romney would have did that, or he would have got a Chinaman and did it for cheaper? He would have sent the job out to China and did it for cheaper. And let me tell you now, let's take Chinese people. There's a lot of people that's prejudiced. They may not hire them for certain reasons, you know what I'm saying? Or I don't want this person, or I want, or overwork them for certain reasons, thinking, oh, he's Chinese, he's going to overwork, you know, even like a Mexican person. Unions help everybody, you know what I'm saying? So I say, you know what I'm saying, he tried to get funny. Then how do you put a tent in a union rally? That was disrespectful. You put a tent in a union rally and you expect them, you the anti-union people. You should have got your own space and put a tent there. You put a tent right there with their rally in. That was disrespectful to them. And then the reporter, and then you had to be from Fox News. You had to be from Fox. Then you want to play gangster boogie and don't understand these people are fighting for jobs and lives. You make a lot of money on Fox News, and you know what happens with you? You don't work hard as the union do. You know, you don't have to work hard, because basically you put out lies and propagandas half of the time. And be honest with you, man, you guys can say, look at them, look at them. That's not going to do nothing. People are going to be happy that the union's there because they know the unions are going to fight. You guys are in for a fight. You guys stepped across a line that you guys don't even understand. Unions ain't going to never back down. All right, and you ain't going to have that many people because if people are not stupid, a person going to say, I'm going to pay my dues to be protected, to have job security, to better just get the job. Now, a person say, oh, I don't need no union to get the job. Yeah, you go ahead and work. Bust your butt, get there and wait till something happens. And that's when you're going to find out where the union is going to be. And that's when it's going to go down. They're going to make you feel that. Basically, they sideswiped everybody in Michigan, and I'm surprised that happened with a town that's like that. But that guy's probably not going to be governor in 2014. He, with everything going down right now, he's not going to be governor in 2014. His run is over. And a lot of these Republicans know that. So that's why they're doing dumb stuff. That's my perception of it, man, is they doing dumb stuff because – It's just what it is, you know. It's like, well, you know, we ain't going to be here, so let's try to mess up everything we can. That's how they did it. They thought their first plan didn't work. It didn't work. So now the second plan is like, all right, we're just going to be some dummies right now and do some dumb stuff and see if they will shake a bomb up. Bain or you not, he just want to keep his job. They're going to get rid of you either way. Because your people's going to get voted out, so you're going to be going anywhere. The new young Republicans that are smart, that want to keep in, and that never been that far as the older Republicans, are going to sell on these guys because they want to get ahead, because the Republican Party is almost over. They trying to fight like, no, we're not over, and they're fighting the wrong way. But the good old boys don't know nothing else. They don't know nothing else but the same old Montgomery, Bulldog, what they call that, whatever that dude's name was, you know, segregation. That's what they know. That's what they know. Burning crosses. They just doing it a different way now. The crazy part about America and Republicans is they'll tell us we got to go to Iraq and all these other and fight for democracies, but yet we have voter. We have some things with the voter problems over here. That makes a lot of sense, you know. We over there fighting war. That just shows that the war is not really real, you know, with the Republicans. That speaks for itself, you know. But that was DJ Big Stu, man. You know, I'm the political DJ. I say what I say. Boom, boom, bit, punch, car roll in the lip. This is how it get down in the hood. Me and my army ready to roll, ready to scroll with the guns to roll. I believe in the guns, too. Let us all have some too. I don't believe in the guns, because, see, the guns in the hood don't add up. It ain't their fault. Even if we had legal guns, it'd just be mad. Just so much anger. We have to beat poverty first. Then we could start looking at it like we can have guns and stuff like that, legal guns. Because, you know, if you get the wrong person a legal gun, it's just the wrong person with a legal gun. He may not have a record, but if he's mentally the wrong person to have a legal gun, it doesn't matter. He's just the wrong person with the legal gun, regardless of what color it is. And, you know what I'm saying? So, it's different. Now, if you got a business, a home, I believe anybody should have a, because that's different. It's easy to break into your home. Project, I don't believe that you should have a gun in the home, to be honest with you, because different rules, man. But dudes do it. It depends on what you're doing. And there's mad guns in the project. But the thing is, if you got an enemy, unless you from that project with the same person, 9 times out of 10, you ain't walking up into the building that you real buck. Some dudes did it, but it was over money. You know what I'm saying? When you see stuff like that, it'd be over some big money. Somebody paid some assassins to come in and all that. Just recently they showed something on TV. First they didn't know what was it. Now they're saying it's drug related. So, they saying homeboy got hit up. Now we just recently they just updated to the police to saying it's drug related, which I don't know how. Somebody must have said something. So that means somebody knows something. That's just how it goes, man. Somebody's gonna tell, man. Nowadays, you could say don't snitch. It don't. They have cameras. People don't. You don't realize cameras is all over. You don't know where there's gonna be a camera. Once they got one camera, they start checking the neighborhood and find out they got about 7-8 cameras to find something from that same angle. Next thing you know, these guys done got mad evidence. They got technology now, man. I ain't gonna lie. You see it on TV. Don't think CSI and all that stuff is a lie. That they get that stuff from somewhere. I was watching Jesse Ventura. I don't know if he's telling the truth or Jesse Ventura been body slammed one time too many. I don't know. He showed me some, not me personally, but he showed some stuff where they was making animals and gorillas and people. And this thing was big. I think that would backfire the way this thing looked. I think it would turn on its own up. This thing was the size of a gorilla. Had the gorilla back body, but it had a human face. Supposed to be a super soldier for war. They're going to brainwash it and send it. It's going to be like an assassin. So it's supposed to keep people in control. And they tell me the thing will destroy you. They were saying it would destroy Andre the Giant at his peak at wrestling, Jesse Ventura, Hulk Hogan, all the wrestlers, whatever wrestler at his peak, this thing will destroy them in pieces. And then the thing about it, they were saying they was giving it some blood for a certain reason, I don't know, something. In the lung, they was injecting it with blood, but it turned out the blood was to make them blood hungry. Now, it looked as scary as hell, I ain't gonna lie. It's like, why you just don't blow that place up? They ain't let y'all in the building. Like, listen, if that's going on there, send some rockets in there, Obama, and blow this up, man, It's in this. Then it make you think, is Jesse telling the truth, man? This is just good TV stuff. I would hate to find out it's true, to be honest, because I would hate to see one of them things run up. This thing can climb the wall. You couldn't run from it because it's half human and half monkey, and it's big. So it climbed the walls, it climbed everything. It's like a monkey man with muscles. It looked like the Incredible Hulk, but with monkey legs. That's how it looked. The top of the body is like the Incredible Hulk, and the back is like monkey legs. So you'd be scared. Women would be scared. You shoot it. I don't know how many times you got to shoot it or what you got to shoot it with. But this is what it is. Now, back into some hip-hoppy news. Now, another day in loving hip-hop, another loving hip-hop scandal, they said. They said this kind is the kind that pains people. Now, Rashida's husband, y'all remember Rashida, right? On Loving Hip-Hop Atlanta, right? Rashida's husband has a baby with the daughter. Now, this is crazy. Rashida's husband has a baby with the daughter of his ex-wife. And that he tries to push her really dead in the dirt. Oh, yeah. So, that's crazy. Wife, daughter. Now, check this out what they wrote. We're told that Frost did everything within his power to hide any trace of the child being born. After Frost's sexual molestation of his now ex-wife's daughter, Rashida wanted to leave Kurt, but she's a stupid dumb. This is what they call it on the thing. This is what the tweet says. This is not what Big Stu says. I want this to be refreshed. They call her a stupid, broke, dumb biatch. For years, Kirk has been known around town as a child molester predator. Kirk slang dope back in the days. He was a minor player. He's sneaky. They said he's a sneaky slime ball. That's what somebody tweeted that know him and know him all about. This is crazy. If it's true, Rashida may want to keep an eye on her own 11-year-old daughter, they saying. Now, this is crazy. Now, this is crazy. You know what I'm saying? Now, you don't know what to believe, but one thing about being a star, stuff will come out. Stuff will come out. Like Little Reese right now. Y'all know Little Reese. Everybody know the situation. Little Reese beat the girl up. He beat the girl up badly. Stomped the girl out. You know? There's two sides of both things. Young girls, you got to don't put yourself in them situations with them type of dudes, man. Rap, you know, certain rappers, certain guys. You know, there's a new breed of rappers that's not like LL Cool J and Method Man and them. They're treated group, you know, they treating groupies different. If it's a rapper and he's seriously gang affiliated, thugged out, his rules is different. There might be somebody like a Mace or a Cameron, you know. They may be on some balling with you. These dudes will beat you down, pass you around, slow the doom, doom, boom, bang. You know? So you just keep yourself from around those dudes, you know. But she was trying to hold her friend down, her and herself friend down. She looked like she was, like, telling dude, don't touch her. Like, it ain't about that with us. We ain't just here to be like, no. You know, they probably was fans, but they probably thought they could really be a girlfriend or something maybe. And, you know, he checked. But what he did didn't make no sense. What he did was, like, really didn't make no sense, man. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't going front. That's gonna come. Stuff like that is common, man. You know what I'm saying? And even he apologized publicly, but you know, she has a father, she got brothers, she got uncles, she got cousins. It all depends on how they feel. And yeah, you can feel, you know, everybody feels, but it's just sad. You know what I'm saying? It didn't really make no sense. Like I said, one thing she, you know, he missed her, she slapped him. You know, the homies should have broke it up. The homies should have broke it up and got control of it. You know what I'm saying? Because your homies let you get a bad rep. You know what I mean? Your homies may let you look like, you know, less of a man. Your homies supposed to grab you up and be like, yo, man, F, you know, freak that, man. Let's break out, homeboy. Leave that alone, man. You know what I mean? She ain't all that. You know what I'm saying? Because you a star at that point. You know, you got records, you got that, so you supposed to be that. She, you know, she right now, she can sue you. You know, she could, you know, she got money in her mind. They know if you got a deal, they looking at that. If you got anything, you know, people in her brain, like, yo, he hit you, he stomped you. Court gonna get her the money. You a rapper, you know, your boy got drama. You know, court gonna get her money. You know, or you gonna have to get her money. So, you know, a split decision probably got on your nerve, you know what I mean? You know, it happens to all the brothers, man, get into an argument with a girl. You know, girls get fierce with the words, man, nowadays, you know. Girls curse a nigga out. And sometimes dudes just got to walk away, you know, or a dude homie, because sometimes the homie could be so mad he ain't thinking correct. That's when the homies got to grab up and be like, yo, son, this ain't worth it. This ain't a war. This ain't the enemy. This is just a chick talking, groupie chick, talking blah, blah, blah. Let's break out. Like, if that was their domain, they could have kicked her out. And the funny part about it is it had to be somebody to cross them in the building because they taped it and showed it. Now they probably can sit there and lie to him and say, "Well, yo, son, it was funny, man. That's why I tried to blow her up." But he's known, and he's a rapper. He got videos out. You know, that was going to get tweets. You know, they're going to come arrest him. So somebody set you up in a way. They could never be your friend. Whoever put that video out was your enemy, unless it was one of the girls, and then it's understandable. Like, maybe it might have been another girl in there, and now it's her way to be like, well, if something happened to us, we're going to record this, you know, and I'm going to record this or this and this and that. And the sad part is you hear a girlfriend screaming in fear, you know, when you see that. So, you know, she was getting stumped. She was fighting like, you know, she was trying to fight, hold herself down. You got to give it to her. And that's what make it even look even worse, because she was trying to hold herself down, but she knows she can't go against the dude. But that's what make it even worse, because she was trying to hold herself down. Then you see her girl in fear. So, you know, really, I just wish some OGs grab Shorty up and just holler at him, man, you know what I mean? And grab him up, because when you're young, you make mistakes. And that's probably a mistake he's thinking about now. You know what I'm saying? Definitely with everything in the press is, you know, you make mistakes. I ain't going to say what the greatest thing to do, but I'm going to say he's definitely young. And, you know, young guys make mistakes that change their lives. You know, just God bless, she didn't fall down and hit her head, because it would have changed both of their lives, you know? Could have changed, you know, she would have hit her head and got a serious injury. Could have changed both of their lives. So, you know, we got to do this. Speaking of that, man, I want to give a shout out to my man, Mo Money. I want to give a rest in peace shout out to Amanda up in East Harlem. Don't know her last name. But I definitely know Amanda up in East Harlem. Lost her son, Aubrey, you know, to violence. You know, there's supposed to be a rally tomorrow up in Lehman Center on 109th Street in Madison. You know, there's a lot of politicians and everybody coming out and talk. A lot of people are going to be out there. So, you know, trying to stop the violence. Young Aubrey was jumped, and I think he was hit in the head with a bat. I'm not sure, but I know he had a head injury that was very serious. He came out and survived for a while, but it caught up, you know. Head injury was, you know, I guess it was too much or whatever. I don't know if he came out. I don't know if he was in a rehab or whatever, but it's a sad thing. A lot of kids in the neighborhood are sad in East Harlem, you know. So, you know, just going to give a rest in peace shout out, you know, to him, man, no doubt. And like I said, it's supposed to be a Stop the Violence rally. His parents, brothers, and thugs, and, you know, ex-thugs, you know, we got to come together and stop this, man, because you got to look at it. Just look at what the Republicans doing. It's not time for this now, man. It's time for us to take it back to, like, the Public Enemy days, man. We need rap groups. One of you rap groups, man, that got real high stakes, man, y'all got to step up and do something different. I'm going to respect the dude that do something different, like a Rick Ross and them or any of y'all type dudes come out with some type of joint that reflects, like, the self-destruction and all that, because y'all got the power now, dogs. All y'all do. So y'all got the power to change the game, like when Public Enemy and them had it. They had everybody wearing the X hats and everybody going to see Malcolm X. And when Spike Lee put out a movie, the whole community was involved and got it and supported. We're missing that now, you know what I mean? Because we got into a lot of the rap beefs, and we're just going on and on and on and on and on, and on with rap beefs, and we get deeper, and that's what not with hip-hop. Hip-hop was actually made to stop the beef, all right? When you was b-boying and breakdancing, it came to stop the gangs from fighting, you know? So you're taking hip-hop from its element when you bring it. Yeah, it was rough. Yeah, it was from the streets. Yeah, it had little violence and stuff like that, but not like it is now, you know? So when the brave dudes that, like, be on some word, we're going to take it back to the essence and this and that. Understand, whatever happens in the street between the hoods and gangs, that's it. You can't stop that. That's what it is. But I'm just saying, in hip-hop, man, we can't use that in hip-hop. You know, like I said, the gangs used this hip-hop in the days to stop the graffiti and all that, to stop the violence. Brothers came together. You know what I'm saying? Savage Skulls and Savage Nomans and Renegades of Harlem and Baby Kings and Spanish Kings and, you know, all those groups back then, the Devils, something, you know, the Devils and, you know, the cats out there in Brooklyn, the Wild, you know, the kids in the Wild Aces and the Young Saigons and all these guys. Mad gangs back in the days, real cats, man, that It wasn't like now, oh, go slice somebody, oh, kill this dude now to be in a member now. You had to get beat, the Apache line, they used to call it, with the chains and the bats. And you used to see dudes in certain parks, man, and you see dudes joining, and it'd be like 30 dudes beating a dude down with, not just jumping in. Not jumping in, like just jump. They would have bats and chains break a dude down. Dude had to cross the line. I remember that joint. They used to call that the Apache line. And I seen many dudes in the park around my block called White Park. Seen a couple of cats get initiated into some joints called the Apache line, man. I see some rugged dudes go through them lines standing behind that fence. Because you be a little dude, they don't let you come in the fence. One day I tried out like I wanted to go in the Apache line. But before I even got to the Apache line, somebody in my hood grabbed me up and said, that ain't you. And they was thugged out. They was thugged out with the gang dudes. Like, yo, we ain't taking him. So when I seen him, I said, oh, you know what? He ain't even in the gang. He thugged it out more than anybody out here. So I just rolled with him back to the block. You know, it seemed like the gang didn't want to fight him. So I said, you know what? I might as well be down with him. He know me since I was, he know my mom. He took me to buy me ice cream and told me, yo, go play some ball. Don't go back over to that park. Not least when they over there doing that thing. And, you know, that's how it was. Real dudes was like that. You know, that's how real OGs was, you know. It was like you got to be built or made or they already had you picked for certain stuff back in the days. And I don't know. I guess that's how it was Cali, too. Like, dudes knew, oh, no, he's going to be part of this family because we know he's going to represent. It ain't like now. It's just take somebody that ain't built for it and put them there and things just happened and cats get caught up behind the lights and they just got to say everything to whatever the man want them to say because they're young and they wasn't built for it. And, yeah, it's cool to be this and cool to be that, but the background to anything, background to hustling, is that it ain't legal. And, you know, you see what you see in the corner, the flyness and the chilliness, and we cooling and we got the fresh chicks and we got money and we smoking kush and we popping bottles on the weekend and we going to clubs and everybody loving us and we fly. But at the same time, you got this man chasing you every day, setting you up to catch you. And the more you get bigger, the more he getting closer. And everybody think it'll last forever, but it don't ever really do, man. And, you know, some dudes go longer than others, but some go three type of ways, you know. Some go to jail, you know what I'm saying? Some get killed. Or some just be like, yeah, I'm going to retire. And it's over, man. I just can't do it no more. You know what I mean? It's just something I don't choose to. I'm blessed. I'm going to take myself and do something positive with myself now. You know what I mean? That's how it gets down, man. But once again, the DJ Big Stu, the political DJ, I always get into it. I'm sorry. But we had to talk about it. We had to reminisce about it. But now, you know, I'm going to play. A lot of people was like, yo, man, you played a lot of hot hip-hop music, man. That other night, man, you was rocking that other night with the hip-hop, the old-school joints. I promised my man I'd play one segment again. So I'm going to play a segment of that. Big shout-out once again to the homegirl up-and-coming, doing her thing with the books, Miss Anna M. Torres. Definitely in the building. Had a great show with her today. I'm going to play some Kesha first, man, before I get into it. I got a couple of songs I want to play, man. You know, like this new Chevy Woods joint, man. Y'all know Chevy Woods? Y'all feeling Chevy Woods out there? Y'all let me know, y'all. DJ Kool. We about to go on the phone right now. Real.
America is built on two things. Controversy and money. It's not a black thing. It's not a white thing. It's a green thing.
To it ain't just about a look. They be loading up them pistols. I keep it for protection. And if my niggas call, I'll be there in a second. I just keep a G, I put that on the gang. You do a couple shows, they think you got a lot of fame. That's the way of the world, what you see on TV. Tell them I said be careful, this ain't what's up on that screen. All this from a little white girl that Avril Lavigne. Like fuck the middle man, I never pay that in between.
Real niggas cry. Rich nigga problems, broke niggas eyes on this rich nigga pockets. I ain't switched, I survived, I did this off of sloths, and it's the same game plan that you ain't wanna be involved with. Fast forward, all these pretty bitches flocking, Swiss wrist watches that my whole clique rocking. Bitch nigga silent, young nip, split the profit. I ain't stupid, I ain't scared, so that's highly unlikely. Niggas don't like me, kill me, come fight me, feel me. I ain't the type, but niggas covered his life. I mean, I value every breath, but see, it's wrong and it's right. Before you envy my success, respect my sacrifice. And if you can't, then they'll be dropping caskets twice. Cause if you get me, I got niggas coming back that night. But if you with me, we go shopping and don't ask that price. It's love and hate, but nigga, that's just life. Yeah. Real niggas cry.
Sorry for the technical difficulty. I was over here. I'm going to just keep it real with y'all. I was over here eating a Snicker, and the song went off, and the turntable kept playing, and I came back. But I'm going to get back into something funky for y'all. You know what? It happens, man. I'm DJ Big Stu. I ain't going to lie to y'all. I was eating a Snicker, and I couldn't make it back, and blah, 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 but I'm back.
Smoke on. Back to get money and back a bitch's car, grabbing bra. Pull over right here by this mall. I fuck you right here on this bar. She laughs like I'm playing. I took her to the room while I was staying. Told her I could tell you got a little man, but you ain't got no plan. I just wanna fuck you out your pants. Play something so I could watch you dance. She felt me by the hand. I could really tell she was a fan, cause she kept telling me, Dom, do it again. Again. I didn't even have to sneak it in. She told me next time we'll meet up with a friend. I said, who and when? Grab my iPhone and got my brim. The words sorta sounded like him. I was like him. I already heard she one of them. And it's nothing like getting new girls. Well, that's unless you hitting two girls.
Right, so long, perhaps one day I might win awards. I'm pinning for that type of shit. That's what the fuck we in it for. More than what you bargained for. And then some more. My worthy cause. Never watched the episode of Jersey Shore. And furthermore, I'll be with the hits on some Dodger shit. Taking off a polo sweater like Mr. Rogers did. And I ain't even into the flaws. I'd rather be a boss. Keep my feet up on the desk. Lighting up cigars. Look, I'm trying to get my golf game on the par. Smother bars over and over, y'all. Like Shalimar. Get my 80s off. Like Pay the Fool. Dime, tell him they ain't wear that shit until we made it cool. He run a new school, so I copped him a bottle. Always in the streets hustling, fucking with models. Gone in the wind like I'm in Chicago. Nigga, Elvis, Toronto, LA, wherever I go.
Every day a different girl, they say my will come. nigga, and I'll double you. This ain't no gang sign, homie. It's a W in reps where I lay my head at. Want no trouble, crime polished by pretty pristine. From Panama, 24, but looks 19 with no panties on. Cowards not allowed on my team. It's like nothing's wrong. In and out of every boutique. All credit cards, bartender, I don't drink. Gon' serve them up. Bottles for all of the girls that's gon' swerve with us. Titties out, top floor suites, but still not sure if they saw me on TV, but left twice sore. I'm about my next CD, my next world tour, to purchase an impeccable V with Lambo doors. I am not Rambo, nigga, but still a soldier. A fortune on the balcony burning at the Biltmore.
Every day I'm different, girl. They say my love's crying. I'm on that cabin, so I stay high. It ain't no limit to the sky. I'm the truth, there's no lie. I'm drinking on a cup of lean. I don't count it, I use a money machine. My team was watching the issue, so when we walk in, you know that it's official. That could be. Hey, hold on.
Even if you gotta leave,
I learned that apartments way more exciting than a big ass house on the hill. I used to be a way better writer and a rapper when I used to want a black Camargo. Now niggas feeding in the Porsche, feeling like I'm going off a course. Cut these fuck niggas off, negative in my life, scream that till I'm hoarse. Duck these, get the fuck off me, projectiles, bitch, he really got a choice. I'm living my life, live yours. I don't even like rapping fast, but that's how the world comes to me, talk to me sideways, nigga, that's your ass. Slow it down.
It's that shit that'll make you call your mama and say, hey, I'm sorry for begging for all them clothes you couldn't afford. And it's the type of shit that'll make you call your rap partner and say, I'm sorry, I'm awkward, my fault for fucking up the store.
I hated all the attention, so I ran from it. Fuck it if we did, but I hope we knew no fans from it. I'm a grown-ass kid, you know I ain't never care about no damn money. Why do we try so hard to be stars just to dodge comments? This that shit that'll make you call your baby mama when you don't have a pill. Don't know why, but that hot idea. And you take a flight back to the crib. Y'all make love like college kids. And you think all the shit you gon' do better. We can try this shit again. By the time the dope wear off, you feel stupid, she feel lost. That's that dopamine, I mean dopamine. You think Cupid done wore off. Waking in the hallway with her arms crossed. Baby boy face full of half a sauce. Maybe should've stayed, but it ain't your fault. Too much pressure, I feel lost. I'm sorry, was young and had to choose between you and what the rest of the world might offer me. Shit, what would you do? But I'd probably do it differently, give seconds a chance. Only if some cool-ass older man would've let me know in advance. This quarry set itself so deep in a father's chest when he feels that he's broken up his nest. And he figured, shit, he was just doing the best that he could, which ended up being the worst that he could. And all some pussy nigga on the internet can say if that verse ain't good. It's boring. Boring. Really?
When I'm disgusted with the world, I can hardly breathe. And so some men lie, don't know what to believe. I'm disgusted with the girl.
Oh,
panic. As another manic depressant, adolescent, tears at death. Now what's left when there ain't no God and a whole lot of pride? It might be a homicide, so let the drama slide. We don't want no problems, bitch. Get your name in the obituary column, shit. Cause life is too short and it just gets shorter. I wish I had a quarter for all my people they slaughter. Last year alone, in the dead zone. Walk straight, but don't walk late. Cause I'm coming with a hate only made from what it made me. Cause nobody ever played me. Now it's only getting worse. Buckshot and ace in the land of the waste. Kicking you in your face.
We be doing it up Brooklyn style. What does it take to get you out? My mentality is getting iller, killer. Instinct is trying to infiltrate, but wait. I know you want to enter, but I can't let you in. My mind thinks the matters. I'm gone with the wind. Because it is survival of the fittest. When the shit hits the fan, I got my shank in my hand. Black man with the permanent tan. I come from the villain, never ran. Damn,
I'm feeling another part of reality. Hit me when I represent the FAP. Straight from the build, till and play the building. I mean literally when I say y'all make a killing. For my cypher, see I'm feeling the bust of my original heads represent the Brooklyn all night. Do or die, I'm saying it's you and I. Bring your click, so we can get your own like family sly. Beast of C.I. in the bush. Mighty machine, rocking the rock, giving the push.
We did it like that and now we do it like this. We did it like that and now we do it like this. Go inside your mind and try to find the truth. And just think about the steel in your fist. It's just an extension of your arm. It's that ghetto type of charm that makes all the homeboys warm. Can I drop the bomb? Oh yes I can. Move with the groove, move like Geechee Dan. Who is the man? That kid there. Who is the chick with the pick in her hair? Angela or Davis? And we roll like Avis. Rent a car, kid, there you are.
You know where to find me whenever you need me. If you know the ass, follow the path to the land of the aftermath. But don't frolic in the mix. Crazy ass Brooklyn kids, cause they always throwing a body on my lawn. I'm getting a rock, voila, without a collar. Get off my block, boy, and give me a dollar for the trouble, or get blown up like a bubble.
Now let's take a sec to think back. Yeah, of the 7-0, but Brooklyn was the place to go. Flow on the journey up the crown heights. Heavens feel, feel the real on your life. Right, individuals live in the PJs. D-Evil check my DJ. Hey, play what I wanna play in the day. But in the night, I feel the right. Took the left, fuck town, Brooklyn, break it down. Head from state to state, travel as I unravel the race. How it tap, shot, and stutter. I remember way back in the days playing hot peas and butter. Brother, if you want another lesson, Brooklyn, session, take it back, Blacksmith and Weston.
Press your luck, you get stuck by buck, throw your buck. Master Ace has the taste for duck and duck sauce. So tell Lord Digger, dig a grave for the bones. Sticks and stones, while I kick some ancient homes through your dome. Act went back to attack your home. So then, can I slip?
Yes, you can.
I'm in the world war with Muhammad, my man.
Feels so good to be a Brooklyn Dodger. What's happening? Here we run in Roger. I think I've seen him wearing Timberlands and running down the block from Dwayne. And Dwayne had a Glock. Cause he be selling rocks for the Partridge Family. And Reuben Kincaid dropped a 300E. And he be pimping Chrissy from Three's Company. Plus he sucked Mr. D for all his jewelry. This is a 70s thing from the days when kids didn't act so crazy.
Here comes the pitch. There goes the line.
All you catchy niggas, shut the fuck up. Wisest come for run up. Step up, put your guns up. Word up. Pick a tip, pick a tip, sit back. Let your kick rap. Now put the move aside, cause we're all that. I'm from a city talking about what we made. Flavor of the decade. You could call it Kool-Aid. Okay. Pick a tip, be giving you what you want. Nothing tests me why. We deathly and so on and so forth. Teach you doing the style you never could do. Say peace whenever we through. After we give it to you, that's my blueprint. Practice burning classes in my yard. Just because me broad. Nah, not down in the ghetto. Easy start, you're strong, a telephone. Cause you cannot come again. Well, hell, yes, I can. Let me in. Teacher's been thinking about the ways, the days of being a slave. I face the black today, check your headlocks. Put the class arrested my development. Comes to white intelligent, questioning your government. Tell me then, why did the U.S. retribute the Japs and never retribute the blacks? Let me know what's up with that devil. Black people, open up your eyes. Try to realize why I let the lick shots fly.
DJ Big. DJ Big. Thank you.
watching Manny like the late Shuba Green. Dolce & Gabbana, Moschino with Donna Jean. But he slipped up into his rock to a fiend. He be slinging like a willy cause he dressed shit up, never knowing that his woman is in need of love. He got Versace, gold link, stomach chains with rock. Official hairstyle, but you stuck up in the spot. Making love, Duke is weak, then he falling asleep. You on the phone with your old piece, dying to creep between my sheets. So what, you got Chanel on your feet? Hot sex on a platter, make the mission complete. Got a Mac and funny style. He ain't watching you, he'd rather watch his money pal. Can't protect treasures when it's in a glass house. Soon as he turn the corner, I'ma turn that out full blown. Putting in the six with the chrome, yo B. Why you leave your honey all alone with me? Just because you blessed with cash doesn't mean your honey won't let me finesse that. See, the moral of the story is a woman need love, the kind your so-called players never dreamed of. You got to try love, can't buy love. If you play your hand, then it's bye-bye love. The money never made the man. You still fake a jack, throwing rocks on a hand. See, you put your Mac down, now you need no brown rock roller. With so much ice, your cap's cola. I got a smoking beanies, modeling bikinis. Pushing your whip on the bare wick to see me. I keep it steamy, I make it burn when it's my turn. Teaching shorty all the tools that you never learned. Don't get it twisted, getting money ain't wrong. But she wanna make love all night long. I'm gone.
I've been doing my own thing, loving. facts is similar to a train wreck. It's whack to me when the beat is more hype than the MC. Cause what he's saying is empty. Dull void without substance or content. You need to slow your speed, stop the nonsense. These are the words of the rising sun, surprising some. Who thought I was just another humdrum? I'll take a page, write a phrase and rephrase it. Treat it like a national flag and upraise it. So a nation of people can feel proud about a brother who speaks out real loud. Enough tough talk, as a hunter I must talk. So we say I pray on ducks that like to play. Laying games to frame the self-same troop that got him off the stoop and help him to recoup. Stone cold backbiters, bull-like rhyme writers. Give you a little party and now you don't know nobody. Diabolical fools pursuing happiness. Lacking finesse, I'm left unimpressed. I heard your rhyme a few times, each time you blew it. You're soft, you can't go off, I knew it. Let's be realistic, I'm not egotistic. But you, your crew's just not that artistic. Point blank, the song stank. Yo, I know you're worth the truth, so let's be frank. I'm an upstart in this art, not known for being subtle. Patiently, I listen to all types of rebuttal. Don't say this, don't say that, change your lyrics. Everybody's a critic. It's getting kind of hectic. My rhyme is authentic, so it shall remain. My writing, exciting, never mundane. In actuality, my personality keeps my mentality based on real life situations, not speculations, but verbal illustrations of how I feel.
Rock Club, DJ.
We fight every night, now that's not kosher. I reminisce with bliss of when we was closer and wake up to be greeted by an argument again. You act like a 10, so immature. I try to concentrate on the cure and keep looking at the front door. Thinking if I were to evacuate, you'd probably be straighter than straight and wouldn't have so much hate. Cause you don't know the pain I feel when I see you smiling. And when I roll up, you start wilding. So I front like everything's hunky-dory. But it's a whole different story. You don't like the fact that I'm me. I don't put on a show when it comes time for you to have company. And your friends don't understand your choice of man. They speak proper while my speech is from a garbage can. But regardless, you shouldn't have to be so raw. I'm looking at the front door. I'm looking at the front door. Baby, I'm looking at the front door. I'm looking at the front door. And when you're with your friends, I glide to the side until the spotlight is mine. And never sabotage a good time. But when they're not around, the fights commence. I'm the one you're against, and it doesn't make sense. Cause I'm the one that you claim to love for life. But all I get is straight hairs and stripes. And I can play some old stuck up rapper role and get foul every time you lose control. But that's not my order of operations. So I should win an award for lots of patience. Cause that's all a fella can have with a girl who's shooting up his world like Shab. And I don't think that I can take it anymore. I'm looking at the front door. I'm looking at the front door. I'm looking at the front door. I'm looking at the front door.
Yo, Jinx, man, we gotta find somebody that's down for hers, man. All these girls sipping, man. Who you think fit the category?
Me, the brand new intelligent black woman, Y-O-Y-O, which is yo-yo, but I'm not to be played like I was made by Mateo, but this yo-yo was made by woman and male. I'm all about upright, loving, and the warmth, but my heart's superior to handle any male, any time, any rock, any flow, and any show, and if you act my producer, then we fly, no. Let the beat live as I rip and
gave 20, so hit me with your horns and make that money.
So, carry on. Marley Marl in the house. Can't forget my man, Sleek Y'all in the house. I'm freaking Pops in the house. Hey, you got Big Daddy Kane in the house. Juice Crew in the house. That's right. Hey, my name is Ben Marquis. We gonna rock a little something like this. 1, 2, what you gonna do? I say yes, yes, y'all. To the beat ball. Party having people guaranteed to be like having a ball. Hey, we gonna do a little something like this, I say. I'm the rap promoter. I start to motor. Talk from New York to South Dakota. Ginger ale or root beer soda. Never get the girls with the underarm motor. Put me on water. I'm a good voter. When I run for pres, you better be a voter. Once knew a girl by the name of Rhoda. I watched Star Wars just to see Yoda. A R2-D2 driving down a B2. When I buy Franks, I make sure they Hebrew. When I'm entertained and love to treat you. Love to see a girl in the night that sees you. Take it to the crib. Turn on the beta. Watch a good flick by Arnold Schwarzenegger. Maybe Commando or the Terminator. Peace party, people. Ha-ha. See you later, Big Daddy. My man, my mellow, get on the mic, cause you know you eat jello.
Check it out, y'all. You don't stop. Keep on. Well, it's the cane in the flesh. Of course I'm fresh. Oh, you thought that I was rotten? Huh, I beg your pardon. To me, getting paid and getting busy fall together. So a man of my avion? Never could I be weak. Why, I'm rather unique. I got style, flavor, grace, and plus a different technique that I be using and not many can manage. So a brother like me, I do damage just by picking up the mic to go solo. I cold turn the party on out, and oh yo, I get physical, mystical, very artistical. Giving party people something funky to listen to. That's why the other MCs can't swing long. I thaw them out just like I was King Kong stepping on roaches. I get ferocious, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I go on and on and on and until a bright, chilly Murdoch morning. Cause I'm a pimp, hear the prince, yes, the imp terror, bringing much terror in your era. I'm ready, willing, and I'm able to bust the move. Never use a barbershop, I got my homeboy's food. Cooling out with the Clippers right around the way. They keep a fresh cameo cut every day. Like that, y'all. It's like that, y'all. It's like that of the that. It's like that, y'all. Cause I'm the prosecutor. Taking a stand, and I'm cross-examining you, my man. The judge and jury, releasing my fury. The verdict that I've reached for you is rather blurry. You see, the name Kane is superior to many people. It means King Asiatic, nobody's equal. I hate to brag, but damn, I'm good. And if mics were a gun, I'd be Clint Eastwood. And if rap was a game, I'd be MVP. Most valuable poet on the MIC. Or if rap was a school, I'd be the principal. Oh, fuck it, the Kane is invincible. To be specific, I may die one day, but my rhymes will remain like a hieroglyphic. It's a certain special skill that takes much practice. I got it good, apparently you lack this. So in turn, sit back and learn. Listen close, this is for your own concern. Let me show you exactly how it's properly done. Light, camera, action. A rap pro, do a show, good to go. Also, cameo, afro, virgo, domino, I go, Rambo, Gigolo, Romeo. Friday night, spend money on a hotel to get a good night's sleep. I'm keeping in step. Now, do I come on? Yep.
Beat Suit Radio.